Baby boy, I ordered that Chinese. It'll be here soon. Oh, you have a rather serious look on your face. Not sure I like that look. What's weighing on your mind? Oh, we'll put the computer down and I'll sit in your lap. Mm-hmm. And then just get all snuggly. Mm-hmm. Be good and focus. What's wrong? Uh-huh. Yes, vet life can be a lot. Oh. I don't like the sound of that. Oh, little sub. Baby boy. You have so many doubts, don't you? How about I just tell you what I'm thinking? I know. You want so badly to be a good sub, don't you? What does it really mean to even be a good sub, really? I mean, oh, lovely boy. How about I sit here in your lap, play with your hair, and we address those fears about being a bad sub, okay? Oh, fears that your limits make you unworthy in some way. Those are honest questions. Well, you're uncertain about how far you're willing to go, and that's all right. Yeah. Saying no is okay. You're a submissive, not a whipping post. That's what safe words are for. Mm-hmm. Slowing down is also okay. Does not make you weak. Sometimes I ask you to slow down. Do you see me as weak when I say, oh, no, no, slow down? Of course not. Oh, man. You are not weak. So what if you don't have a masochistic bone in your body this week? Shh. Nothing has gone wrong here. You, my sweet sub. You get to put a limit on all and any forms of sadism. Mm-hmm. Yes. No. It's not weak to set limits. You want to know what I think? Oh, I think it's brave. Mm-hmm. Well, if you don't tell me what's going on, then you're actually lying to me, aren't you? You know how I feel about lying, right? Yeah, that would make you a naughty boy, but still not a bad sub. Limits are good. Your limits deserve to be respected, baby boy. Yeah. It was brave of you to articulate them for me. Mm-hmm. It's okay if they shift. You're not a stone, you're a human. I want you to keep being brave enough to tell me when things go too far, or if they aren't working for you, or just not today. Well, I think it's weak to say nothing, to hold your breath and lie when I check in on you. Yeah. You love it when I play with your hair like this, don't you? Mm-hmm. You don't even have to tell me. The look on your face says, oh, I'm conflicted, but also bliss. Yes. Your limits matter. Yeah. You know, you might not only play with me, right? Someday you might play with someone else. Will you do me a favor? Yeah. If you're ever playing with someone, you notice that they don't respect your hard limits. That they manipulate or try to push, coerce. Yeah. Then, that's the time to respect yourself enough to walk away. Hmm? Can you do that for me, Pet? Even if I'm gone, can you be brave enough for you? Hmm? Yeah? You trust me so much. Can you trust me in this to always walk away? don't ever invite someone to abuse you, to abuse your trust as a submissive man. Never, never.
Boop.
My good boy. Kiss your nose. Oh, well, I just think that your trust is a beautiful thing, but it's also delicate. So you have to protect it, okay? Protect it so you don't end up with traumas. You gotta offer it to someone who has earned your trust. Yeah, they have to earn it. No, you are not a bad sub. You're being a brave human being. It's brave. It's brave to communicate, to not be ashamed. That is a cornerstone of a good relationship, isn't it? Yeah. Good subs communicate, Pet. They do. Think so? Well, I think what triggers you in an erotic way, what triggers you in a not fun way, you don't really get to choose those. And being sensitive is okay. What if it's one of my favorite things about you? Your sensitivity. Sensitive boy. If I wanted a whipping post, I'd just buy a sex toy. Sex doll. Strap up to a cross and just whip the crap out of him. No. Your desires are things to be enjoyed from within a consensual relationship. Soft limits to be toyed with in trust, knowing you will always remember your safe word. Yeah. You will always be willing to use it, brave enough to use it, and you'll trust me enough to use it. Oh, beautiful man. You're human. Your job is not to just take everything. Of course, you're allowed to struggle with what your kink is. Yeah. That's part of the journey. If you authentically want to experiment, then kink can... Imagine a buffet. You don't have to eat everything, but you are invited to try as many things as you would like to. Yeah. Maybe some things are an acquired taste. So you can try them and put them down and try them again. Being inexperienced doesn't make you a bad sub either. No. We're fine, darling. Subs and doms. We're all just human, aren't we? Humans. Being brave enough to figure ourselves out in the gray areas, off the beaten trail a bit. Of course, I struggle with my limits. My boundaries, they always seem so hazy for a while. It almost feels like I have to bump into them a couple times before I know what I like and what I don't like. And those proclivities, they shift, don't they? Yeah. And that one thing, I didn't like it the first time you tried it, but now it's kind of my thing, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Well, it's human, right? It doesn't make me a bad dom, does it? So it doesn't make you a bad sub either. Now that we're talking about it, I'm kind of not even sure that I think there is such a thing as a bad sub. What if there is just mostly bad matches, huh? Well, you might meet people within the community that you don't share kinks with. That's okay. It's just not your kink, right? But it would be lying to pretend to be what they want, wouldn't it? That's not a good plan. Keep being brave. Keep being authentic. Be you, cutie. Yes, you get to adore some things and hate others. You don't even have to be in the mood all the time. I'm certainly not. Yeah. Okay, so I say we celebrate. Oh, well, let's celebrate the diversity within the kink community and throw out this good, bad business. Simply be brave enough to be ourselves, okay? Both of us. To own our own limits. Enjoy our yummy triggers. To use our safe words. That's right, my cuddlekins. Oh, an aftercare. Yes, I need it. I crave it. You communicate with me about that too, huh? When you're all used up. Oh, do you need all the snuggles? Yes, I do too. I do. All those close moments after. The quiet words. If anyone ever tells you you're a bad sub, if anybody attempts to manipulate or guilt you about your hard limits, your soft limits, look at me. I want you to realize that they have shattered a delicate thing. They have shattered any possibility of trust that might have been built between the two of you. No, no, they're not mature enough. Not yet. They would not be the person your subby little heart should open up to. No. That's right. Be a good boy. Keep being real and messy and authentic. And let's talk about things as we go. Check in often. And you use your safe word. Yeah. Oh, that's the door. I think the Chinese is here. Are you ready? Okay, come on. Let's go eat some dinner.